This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال رب اجعل لي آية. قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس 3 ليال سويا. فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا. يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا. وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا. وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا. وسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
إنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، رب زدني علما، رب زدني علما. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. Welcome all to another episode of Embracing Quran. We're still looking at the story of Zakaria عليه السلام. And bi-iznillahi ta'ala, we're coming to an end on the story of Zakaria alayhi salam today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Zakaria alayhi salam said, رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةً. O my Lord, make for me a sign. A'alama, an ayah, a sign. قَالَ آيَتُكَ. A sign for what? Because remember, as a recap, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that dua that you made, O Zakaria, of getting a child, I've already granted it to you, and that child will be Yahya alayhi salam, right? So the dua has been accepted. And that dua was a unique dua in that Zakaria alayhi salam was asking for a child in old age, right? It's not the time to be having children based on the regular norms of law, laws of physics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within the world, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that dua anyways. So now Zakaria alayhi salam says, but give me a sign that, so that I can know that the child has began to form within the womb of his mother. Right? Because we know he's not asking for a sign in a sense that this particular answering of the call is true. That's not what he's asking. Because he knows it's true. He knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is communicating to him. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is communicating to him, of course, that's a greater sign than anything else. So he's asking for a sign so he can increase in terms of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the gratefulness he already had. He wants to multiply it once the grant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come. So the grant of the sign is asked for then. What's that sign? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ آيَتُكَ. He said, your ayah and your sign is what? أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ 3 ليالٍ سَوِيَّةً. That you're not going to talk to people for 3 days. Alright? Now it says 3 nights, but it also means 3 days as well, because in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Right? 3 days as well. إِلَّا رَمْزًا, however, he says in Surah Ali Imran. Except رَمْزًا, except through signs. You can speak to people through sign languages. You can tell the person, move over here, sit over here, and so on and so forth. That you can do, but in terms of you physically speaking to people, that's not what we want you to do during this period of time. Now the question is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking from Zakaria alayhi salam the capacity of speaking, meaning he was no longer able to speak? Is that what's happening? Or is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Zakaria alayhi salam to stop speaking, right? Some of the scholars, they said that Allah is simply requesting from Zakaria to stop speaking. And others said, no, it's literally that Allah is going to take the capacity and the capability of speaking from Zakariya alayhi salam away, except in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do dhikr in Surah Ali Imran right after this particular passage, or the passage related to this, right? So, which one of these two opinions is the correct one? We'll say the correct opinion is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was making Zakariya alayhi salam, or made Zakariya alayhi salam, unable to speak. Because him being commanded not to speak is not a sign, it's just a commandment, he's fulfilling it. However, if automatically, without him actually losing his tongue, without him becoming abkam, such that he can no longer speak, without him losing the ability to speak, if Zakariya alayhi salam is simply being commanded, that wouldn't be a sign. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops him from speaking while the tongue is still working, and the way he knows that the tongue is working is because he's able to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's not able to speak to people, then that is actually a sign, right? And so that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped Zakariya alayhi salam from being able to speak, even though he has the tongue, even though he has the voice, even though he has all of the tools to speak, even though he can also speak as well when he speaks only with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he can speak a little bit as well, because in the very next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us that He will tell His people something, okay? That means things related to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's able to say and speak. But things other than that, just conversation with people for 3 days, He's not able to do that. That is His sign. And that's exactly what happened, and that sign came true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and He says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. So now Zakariya alayhi salam, he ended up walking towards his people. Remember, he's a prophet, so he has his people, meaning his followers. He goes to his followers from his mihrab, from his, you know, place of worship. Mihrab is basically a place of worship. So he leaves his place of worship, and he ends up moving on to go and meet his people. When he meets those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ أَنْ سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّةً. He pointed to them to do what? To do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, express the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bukratan wa ashiyya, morning time and night time. Bukratan, morning time, ashiyyan, afternoon or night time, throughout, from the afternoon onwards all the way till the night, right? So he is then speaking to them. According to some of the scholars, this was actual speech that he was telling them, سَبِّحُهُ بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّةً. So he was able to say things related to dhikr, meaning he's doing dhikr himself and he's commanding other people to do dhikr. But some said, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that he went to his people and he told them to do dhikr. He simply said, Allah's messenger Zakariya, he pointed in that direction. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ. Right? So it wasn't an actual physical speech that he was doing. He was basically using sign language as best possible to tell them to make dhikr of Allah and focus on dhikr of Allah, and also allow me to maintain my private time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the next few days. And that's what he did for 3 nights and 3 days. He was speaking to the people. He was speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with dhikr, and he was not able to speak to the people, and he was not able to say anything to the people. Hence he recognized that this is the moment that the child is now starting to form in the womb of his wife. Ya Yahya, O Yahya. Now notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala skipped a number of different events, right? And this is one of the things in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oftentimes, you know, He gives you an angle of the story. Like this story right here that we're dealing with right now, Surah Maryam and Zakariya alayhi salam story. This story is mentioned in more than one place in the Quran. This is not the only place that it's mentioned. It's mentioned in Ali Imran as well. In Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us some details. In Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us other details. And at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes from one segment of the story, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go literally 3 or 4 segments down. Because the purpose of the Quran, when it brings stories, is not that it gives you a chronological story so that you can read that story and that's it, and you know, that's the end of that. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses stories to refer to ideas that He's discussing. So in this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing what? Allah subhanahu, in this surah rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the quwwah of Allah, the qudra of Allah, the capacity of Allah, the capability of Allah, the ability to, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate and supreme in terms of strength and power. So anything from these stories that he's mentioning, which is related to this theme, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it up. And those things that are not related to this theme, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring them up. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to something which is related. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to a child who's already born, he's above the age of the ability to comprehend, he already has that ability to comprehend, and that is Yahya alayhi salam. He's already grown, he's starting to take form, he's starting to take shape, he's starting to become a strong young man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Yahya, O Yahya, khudhil kitaba biquwa, hold fast to this book, i.e. the Tawrat, the book that your messenger, as in the messengers who had been granted book from amongst the Israelites, have been given. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Please join us back after the break as we continue the story of Zakariya alayhi salam. And now we will be talking about the story of Yahya alayhi salam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyatadhakkara ulul albab. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده, وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. رب شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome back to your viewers to Embracing Quran. We're discussing the story of Zakariya عليه السلام. يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة. Now Zakariya عليه السلام has been given the child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fast forwards in the story to the moment where the child is now, or Yahya alayhi salam now is being given the prophethood. He's being given the legacy. Because remember, earlier on, one of the questions that, or the dua, the primary dua that's being discussed over here, that Zakariya alayhi salam made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was what? فَهَبِلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. O Allah, grant me from yourself a wali, a person who will guard my legacy, a person who will help me, a person who will continue to build on the foundations that I had developed. Zakariya alayhi salam is working towards developing the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the message of Allah, and Islam basically, in that society, right? So he's saying that I might die, and once I do, إِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي, because I'm afraid that my cousins and my family members are not going to uphold the legacy that I've been developing all these years. Give me a wali, give me an heir, give me a child, give me someone who will take care of this legacy. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fast forwards to the moment where he's actually being granted that legacy. He says, Ya Yahya, O Yahya, خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ, hold fast to this book of yours very strongly, the Tawrat that had been given to the Israelites. Hold fast to this book very, very strongly. And this is also a message for us that we have to hold fast to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strongly. Because you see, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the book in which there is a dhikr for all of us. وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ. It is a dhikr for you, O people, and for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his qawm as well. And what that means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed all honor within the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. وَالَّذِينَ يُمَسِّكُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ. Those people who not only do imsak, they do تَمْسِيكُ الْكِتَابِ. They hold extremely fast to the kitab, to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why even when Yahya alayhi salam is being granted the legacy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of prophethood, the one commandment that Allah grants Yahya alayhi salam is what? خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ. Hold fast to the book, meaning all of the rules within the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, implement them. And remember we said earlier on in another episode that Al-Kitab is not a name particular to the book of Allah, the Qur'an. It is a name that is to all, that is given to all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So over here we're noticing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the Tawrat, a kitab. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the Qur'an, the kitab, in many places as well. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ That is a book, or this is a book, depending on the translation. There is no doubts within it, or there are no doubts within it. It is a guidance for those people who have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the kitab is a general name, and over here it's referring to a Tawrat. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيَّ And we gave to Yahya alayhi salam the hukm. Whenever you see the word hukm in the Qur'an, when it comes to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that hukm is referring to, normally, that hukm is referring to what? It's referring to prophethood. And that's exactly what happened. Yahya alayhi salam had been given that legacy because the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam included that he was asking for someone to be an heir of his within that legacy. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّ He will inherit me, i.e. my legacy, and he will also inherit from the legacy of Ali Ya'qub, from the children of Ya'qub alayhi salam, or another Ya'qub from the progeny of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and that would be the legacy of prophethood, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيَّ And we gave to him al-hukm, we gave to him the prophethood, صَبِيَّ, whilst he was still a child. They said that he was, you know, he was a very young child still. He was able to discern. He was at the age of discerning, where he would tell right from wrong. He knew that, you know, he knew how to do the regular basic tasks that a child needs to do, and so on and so forth. By that time, Allah had already given him the prophethood. In fact, some of the narrations have it that Yahya alayhi salam was asked by other children to come and play, but he wouldn't play. To a degree that he said, مَا لِلَعِبٍ خُلِقْنَا We haven't been created to play. So from a very young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed within Yahya alayhi salam a special type of seriousness. And by the way, that sometimes is seen within children as a quality which can be dismissed, that maybe the child is acting too old for his age. But those are signs, early signs, of the fact that the child happens to be someone who will have a great future. That from a very young age, he's able to realize that this is the important things in life. These are the unimportant things in life. And so on and so forth. And that's why even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was the most perfect of creations, period. As Hassan ibn Thabit said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقَتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقَتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ That more perfect than you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, women have never given birth to. You have been created perfect, and you've been created perfected from all defect. It's as if you've been created just the way you yourself pleased to be created. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so perfect that at the age before five, he was speaking like a fluent old man. As in, he had absolute, you know, sense of rhetoric and ability to speak perfectly. That was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, Yahya alayhi salam, at a very young age, he was given prophethood. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا And we gave him something else as well. Now, you know these qualities that we're sharing here of Yahya alayhi salam? Look at them very carefully. You know why? Because these are the qualities of someone who can become a successor to great leadership. Zakariya alayhi salam is a great leader within his society. Yahya is coming to succeed him, and he asked for a successor. So all of these qualities are qualities that Allah gave to Yahya alayhi salam because they are needed in order for him to succeed, specifically when it comes to delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا We gave him, you know, the ability to have, you know, kindness, hanan, love. A type of love that a mother has for a child. We gave him a lot of love for the people. So he was able to, in a very lovely manner, and a beautiful manner, and a loving manner, disseminate the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him. وَزَكَاتًا And he was also internally pure. So if his love is showing, his heart is also pure internally. وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا And he was also a person of piety. He was God-fearing. He would stick to all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him with, and he would stay away from all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden him from, and that is taqwa. And that's basically fulfilling the commandment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. Ya Yahya, O Yahya, خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ Take this book and hold fast to it really, really well. So he was a person who was taqi, وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا In addition to that, he was also وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ He was also a person who happened to be dutiful to his parents as well. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا And he was not a person who was tyrannical, and he was not a person who was asi as well, very difficult to deal with. Yahya alayhi salam was a soft and humble person. Yahya alayhi salam was a person who, you know, had been internally purified. Yahya alayhi salam was a person who feared Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, wa barran bi walidayhi. And he was also a person who happened to be dutiful to his parents. You know, these are all the qualities required for a person to be a torchbearer of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, many of these qualities are social qualities that are just required in all sorts of leadership. If a person is not dutiful to his parents, then he's not really giving respect where it's deserved. And that means that anywhere else within society where he, you know, where those people deserve respect, he won't be able to give it to them. Why? Because he's not dutiful to his parents, right? وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ And dutiful to his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا Neither was he tyrannical, nor was he hard to deal with. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ And peace be upon him. Yahya alayhi salam was given a special peace. Peace upon him when? سَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدْ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتْ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا Sufyan ibn Uyayna, looking at this verse, he said that the most difficult of circumstances are three circumstances. The circumstance of birth, you know, when a person is bearing a child, or woman is bearing a child, and the child is about to come out, that is a time that is difficult for the mother. But sometimes we forget because the child is not there to explain himself many years later. It's not an easy time for the child as well, right? The child's head is literally being squashed as it's coming out of the tunnel, right? And basically, it's a difficult moment for the child as well. And that's why many a times when children are born, people say, how is the child and how is the mother? Because that's a difficult time for both of them. Similarly, another difficult time is the difficult time of death. That is when a person's ruh, his soul is coming out of himself, right? That's a difficult time upon a person as well. وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتْ on the moment of death as well. And last but not least, also when the people will be resurrected from their graves. وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا When people are resurrected and they literally come out of the graves and they end up being, as found within the Quran, like jarad, muntashir, that like lotuses that are occupied, right, or that are spread out in different directions, and then they'll later become like moths. Actually, they'll become moths first, meaning that they will be all dispersed, and then they will come together in groups, and then they'll move forward towards the mahshar, towards the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather everyone together, right? That's a difficult moment. Similarly, the moment of birth is difficult. Similarly, the moment of death is difficult. On all three of those moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed our Prophet Yahya alayhi salam to have peace. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ And peace was upon him. يَوْمَ وُلِدْ The day he was born. You know why? يَوْمَ وُلِدْ Because his mother was really old. Even for a young woman, it's difficult to bear children, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his birth peaceful so that the parents are not afraid of the fact that when the child is born, they will go through difficulty, they will go through tyranny, they will go through unease, and they will go through pain. Allah made him salam, peaceful, for the mother, for himself. Allah made him peace in peace when he will die, i.e. when he died, and when he will be resurrected on the day of judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace in our lives from the beginning till the end, till the resurrection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا
وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا
فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا.